Morning. It's Tuesday, March 12th, National Girl Scout Day. Let's give it up for those Girl Scouts always making our favorite cookies. Best bakers in town. And now the news. We're going to, unfortunately, start with a terrible story. Three children and two adults are dead in Illinois after a semi collided with a school bus on Monday morning. The school bus only had those three children on it at the time. The National Transportation Safety Board, as well as Illinois State Police, are investigating the accident that preliminary reports indicate happened when the school bus traveling east crossed over for unknown reasons into the westbound traffic in front of the semi. On Monday, President Biden showed off his brand new $7.3 billion budget for 2025, which includes things like $100 billion in southern border security, as well as aid for Ukraine and Israel. Also included are tax increases on corporations, as well as the richy-rich style, like Monopoly Man level of rich people. Those people increase taxes as well. Is this budget going to pass? No, of course not. Mike Johnson is not here to do things. Bad things. I take that back. He's here to do bad things. He's not here to be of service. This is a classic get caught trying, kind of an official, unofficial campaign budget. Hey, here's my plan. And in order to get it done, you got to reelect me and give me a Congress that'll actually do something. Do you remember those? We used to have those. LOL. Anyway, this is my budget. Please know my ice cream purchases are coming out of pocket because it just didn't seem right. I don't know how often you hear President Biden in speeches, but that is a spot on impression. Truly, like, wow. It's like suddenly, where does Kim end and President Biden begin? We'll never know. But I'm doing so many videos news. House Republicans are moving forward with their plan to make sure I never get to go viral. I mean, moving forward with their plan to ban TikTok. The full House will vote tomorrow. By that, I mean the entire House, not the cast of Full House, while welcome to do so, will not be taking an official congressional vote on this. Anyway, the complete House will vote tomorrow. If it passes, ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok, will either need to sell TikTok or be banned here in the States. And who knows if this will actually pass, because are you ready for this? Trump has now come out to say that TikTok should not be banned, because even though he still thinks it is a national security risk, he thinks that he's fine with it, because if TikTok is banned, then people will be on Facebook more. And he's still mad at Facebook because they wouldn't let him lie about the 2020 election. Fine. With the thing that he believes is a national security threat, because he also thinks it'll help him win the election. Just like how he views the southern border problem. This man does not care about this country. Don't let him act like he does, and don't give him your vote when you know he doesn't. And let's end with some almost good-ish news. Should that be a segment? Almost good-ish. Under a settlement between Florida education officials and civil rights attorneys, Florida students and teachers can now kind of say gay. Under the terms of the settlement, the Florida Board of Education will send instructions to every school district explaining that the law does not prohibit people from discussing LGBTQ+ folks, just as long as it's not like part of the curriculum. It also does not prevent anti-bullying rules from including LGBTQ+ bullying, and it allows for gay-straight alliance groups. So that's better. This is bad. Here is a vague amount of good in something that's still bad. That's what this is. Because the law still stands. Don't say gay bill still stands. All this does here is clarify the bad law. Clarifying laws is helpful. You know what's never helpful? Creating laws that say that a student's gender and sexual identity, the way that they love and exist as a person moving through the world, is illegal and so dangerous that we had to make laws against it. That's not good. That's not helpful. This law remains bad. Those people remain bad. Love remains love. And a big enthusiastic thumbs down to anyone who can't see that. And that's it. That's the news. Short episode today. I had some internet issues, and to be honest, wasn't even sure that this episode would make it out into the world okay. But it did. Look at us. We did it. Hey, I keep forgetting to mention this. I mean, I mentioned it once, but I didn't say it again. This show is also now a Substack, or there is a Substack for the show. You can subscribe for free, and you'll get all the news I talk about here with some fun gifts and commentary, and here's where the real fun is. A few broken down pieces of information that you can tell your friends. So when, for example, someone says something about the Don't Say Gay bill, you can tell them that, according to a recent study out of the Yale School of Medicine's Psych Center for Health and Justice, Black and Hispanic LGBTQ plus youth are 32% more likely to have symptoms of depression in states without protections like anti-bullying legislation and conversion therapy bans. So there we go. Tell your friends about that if it comes up. You can go to kimmoffitt.substack.com and click to subscribe. Be right there in your email. But more than Substack, because you are a very tall stack of good, and that's a compliment and not a weird thing to tell someone. I'm proud of you.